The leader of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, has withdrawn the extradition bill with China that sparked the recent protest movement. But that will not end the demonstrations, according to a college professor from our region who just returned from a trip to Hong Kong. Dr. Beverly Yen Thompson, an associate professor of sociology at Siena College in Loudonville, says the focus of the protest has grown beyond the extradition bill.
The extradition bill certainly kicked off the protests, and that was the initial demand of the protesters. But since then, there's been many demands added, and they're quite upset about the violence that has ensued.
What happens now that the extradition bill has been withdrawn? What are some of the other issues that the protesters are interested in?
The protesters are quite focused on the police brutality that has taken place in response to the protests over the last 3 months. So the protesters certainly want an independent inquiry into the police brutality over the last few months. There's been over 1,100 arrests over 3 months of protesters, so they would like these charges dropped against protesters, and amnesty for arrested protesters, and then the larger question of suffrage and democracy.
During the protests, I've noticed on the television footage, American flags and a few signs that said, President Trump, help us. What do the protesters expect from the United States?
The protesters use the American flag as a symbol of democracy that is used globally, and so they really use that as a demand for full suffrage. There is a bill being considered in the United States that would put pressure on the Hong Kong government, and so they're also supporting this bill.
What kind of pressure could be put on Hong Kong?
The bill that's under consideration in the United States would put pressure on business leaders and government officials within Hong Kong and sanction their property and bank accounts.
Is there a concern that if these protests go on and the Chinese government loses complete patience with this, that there could be another Tiananmen Square?
There's definitely concern about increasing violence. The police have increased their violence consistently over the span of the protests. But China has not yet entered the country as far as the Chinese military. There is a fear, perhaps, of a martial law type of situation developing.
And we've seen videos, warning videos of the police rehearsing riot responses, of military responses. This was sent something as a warning to the protesters. Did that warning resonate at all?
Absolutely. The protesters are quite concerned about the increasing police violence within the streets and just the arsenal that they continue to pull out with the water cannons, the blue-colored dye that they've used in the water cannons, the excessive use of tear gas. And the citizens themselves come out of their homes and yell at the police, like, what are you doing? We're all Hong Kongers. And so it's quite a show that the citizens are coming out to support the protesters and to ask the police, why continue such high use of violence against these peaceful protesters?
Is there a leadership in the protest movement?
There's not. This is a decentralized movement, and so there's not a leadership. Of course, authorities like to try to figure out a leadership to target, and so some activists from past movements have been targeted, but there's not a leadership of this current movement.
What do you think happens next? What does the future hold for these protesters and the protest movement in Hong Kong?
I think the protests will definitely continue. They've been protesting all summer. The protesters are quite young in the majority of cases. They're secondary students. They're college-age students, so they are going back to school now. But they've already continued the protests within their campuses, within their secondary schools this week. And so I think the protests will continue. They feel that Carrie Lam's current withdrawal of the bill is too little too late, and now they have many larger demands, so I think it will continue to proceed, but also the police response will also continue to escalate, and so it does seem like a quite dangerous situation developing.
Dr. Beverly Yen Thompson, an associate professor of sociology at Siena College in Loudonville, returned this week from a trip to Hong Kong.